We're here again for episode 2.
Yes, sir.
We're really excited for today. We've got a lot of good, juicy stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff that's been on our hearts and on our minds and on our spirits for honestly probably the last year, maybe 2. So I'm excited to get into it.
Yes, I am very excited for this episode.
Me too.
This is episode 2.
Yay.
It's crazy how fast it already done got to 2 episodes.
I know.
But we are here, and today we are talking about spiritual nutrition.
Feeding our minds and bodies is not anything I think that's new to us or all of you listening. You know, what you feed your body matters.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of us know as we get older, what we feed our mind matters.
Mm-hmm.
And nourishing the spirit also, which is something I don't think we thought about until we got older. Yeah. I mean, I'm 30.
Oh, yeah. She just had a birthday. Everybody say happy birthday to Tay Tay. Yes, sir.
30 years old. And it didn't really hit me until like last year. So. Yeah.
So, okay. What would you say spiritual nutrition means to you?
To me, I think nourishing my spirit with what I'm listening to and what I'm reading, that's connecting me to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
instead of pulling me away. So whether it's listening to or reading devotionals, worship music, being mindful of the movies and shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, those are the big ones.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say, obviously, spiritual nutrition, I think you treat it just as food nutrition, like mm-hmm. actual food nutrition. So, you know, you eat bad things.
You feel bad.
You feel bad. You
might look bad.
Look bad sometimes, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feed yourself the right things. You feel good. So I just treat it the same way. And obviously, like being an athlete, like eating the right things, always you get a better outcome on the field or whatever you're doing.
For sure.
So I think it's the same thing spiritually. You know, just surrounding yourself with positive things. Obviously, being in the Word is the biggest part of spiritual nutrition. Feeding yourself the Word of God. Consuming the Word of God.
Obviously digesting eating it.
Yeah, for sure.
Not just reading it.
Yeah, but like also, applying it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sitting with it,
mm-hmm.
even the parts that might be uncomfortable or that might make us feel convicted. And I think one thing that is really hard for me when it comes to the Word, and I know it's part of my attention span, and because we are in a world right now where everything is at our fingertips,
mm-hmm.
and opening the Bible, just opening the book, is always a little daunting at the beginning, because some of it can be hard to understand. Some of it you might read and it might not speak to you that day.
Yeah.
And then you might read it the next day and it really speaks to you. You get a revelation. But I just think it's hard to get into it sometimes when we have all of this other entertainment at our fingertips.
100%.
So I'm wondering, you've always been really good about getting in the Word. What are some ways that people can get started and digest it?
Yeah, so I think I would say the biggest thing is, like, especially when you're first getting started, is just like being diligent about it and mm-hmm. like actually staying in it, because I think you know, as new readers of the Word, it's like you go into it and you're looking for like something like so like just earth shattering and like groundbreaking, and like you're just looking for this big like, oh, like, yeah, that's what I
get
that's
it now.
Yeah, that's so like that part of it can be discouraging too. Just like you said, like some of it is like hard to understand,
mm-hmm.
And that also can be discouraging. But I think like the diligentness of staying in it and like knowing that moment is going to come, but you got to do your work. Like, it's not just,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to go find it. You got to go seek for it.
Exactly. You need to be a little disciplined too.
100%.
Because the Bible, if you sometimes, and this might sound bad, but sometimes if you've got a movie on over here, you've got the Bible over here, mm-hmm. and you know you need to be in the Word, it'll take a little discipline to be like, you know what, let me pause this. Let me get in the Word, and then I can, you know, resume activities.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do. And I think I can say that because sometimes it's hard for me.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think a good place to start, you know, for people that just want to get to know Jesus more, get to know the Word, or be consumed in the Word, is like, I think it's really good to start in the gospel. So reading the Gospels about Jesus' life. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mm-hmm. And I think that John is a really good book to start because, to be honest, I found comfort in that book just from our past Bible studies with Pastor Eric in Indiana when mm-hmm. we were with the Colts. Shout out to Pastor Eric.
He's the best.
But I think like that's one of the easier books to kind of follow and understand.
Yes.
And you get like a background of Jesus, like,
right,
you know, why he was sent here, what he's here to do, his story, and kind of, you know, get a step-by-step look at, you know, what he goes through leading up to his death and dying for our sins. So I think that's a really good place to start, you know, for newcomers to the word. So
I think so too. And I think going back to the access that we have on the internet and things we can find, there are tons of free Bible studies too. Mm-hmm. So you can pull it up, whatever book you want to start out of, you pull up something in John, and there's tons of stuff out there that can kind of walk you through.
Yeah, like guide you and
hold
give
your
you,
hand.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So a lot of, I mean, this new day and age is like, everything's at our fingertips, but everything is also at our fingertips for good too. Like,
yeah,
like you just said, like there's Bible studies out there. There's different devotionals that help you understand more. Like, and the devotionals that are out there that like follow along with the word, I think are the best.
Really good.
Because they just make it easier to kind of understand. Like, you got one.
Yes.
Right.
I just got a new one. It was, it's Jackie Perry. It's hers. And I really like that it's biblical. It's not just somebody's thoughts
somebody's
and
words.
Opinions.
Yeah.
And I think a devotional is a good place to start because you get scripture in each one. Most people help you apply the scripture to your daily life and it's digestible. I think that's a good place to start too.
Yeah. Speaking of like, you know, places to start, what is something like a routine that you have, like whether it's in the morning or throughout the day, like what is something that like, just, I guess like when you first get up in the morning, like when you first wake up, what's something you like to do? Like just to like kind of start your day and set your day.
I think that's something I can work on.
Yeah.
I think as a mom, it can be a little tough too when you're just abruptly woken by somebody ready for pancakes or like they need help in the bathroom.
Right.
Like, okay. But I think it's really important for us to wake up in the mornings and not pick up our phones because as soon as you pick it up, you've got mail notifications, you've got texts, missed calls. Then you want to check your social media accounts. Mm-hmm. And I think we all need to be disciplined in not doing that. And that I don't mean wake up and immediately pick up your Bible or your devotional. Some people might do that.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I read about recently that I have actually not been diligent about now that we're talking about it is as soon as you wake up, it doesn't matter if your kids are in the room already asking for pancakes, tell them to sit with you, kneel at the foot of your bed and pray.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a long, drawn out, beautiful prayer. It can just be as simple as, Lord, thank you for waking me up.
Mm-hmm.
Equip me to serve my children, to serve my spouse, to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit. Sit with him. Tell your kids to sit with you. And if they're up running around, fine.
Yeah.
Just do what you need to do with the Lord and move on.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you? You have a really good morning routine.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I kind of developed it, you know, just within the past like few months.
Mm-hmm.
But I originally, it was something that came from my dad. And we talked a while back just about, you know, having a prayer closet and, you know, I have a physical closet that I go to and pray. But I think, you know, prayer closet is a broad term and that can be anywhere. Like you feel safe in a secluded area where you're just alone, you and God. You know, so I started doing that and I literally wake up in the morning. First thing I do is I will, I know you said don't look at your phone, but I do look at my phone, but I go straight to the Bible app just to read the verse
of
the day.
If you have the self-control to do that,
yeah,
do that.
I go and look at, you know, the verse of the day. And then immediately I get up, whatever I slept in that night, whatever. So like underwear, whatever, shirt, whatever, pants, whatever.
And up
I just,
and out.
I go straight into the closet, turn the lights off, and I kneel, and I kneel as an act of like submitting myself to God, and I literally just start talking to Him. Like I'll kind of sit there in silence for a little bit, like just kind of like welcome His presence and like picture me like kneeling at the foot of Him, and like I don't know, I just kind of like take that little like 30 seconds to a minute to like welcome Him. You know what I mean? And then I kind of obviously start talking about what's my day look like ahead of me, and thanking him for, you know, my family, the things that we have, the blessings that he's given us, and, you know, just kind of like spending that time with him. But I really found it like super helpful to, like, you know, because sometimes, like, you get up in the morning, you think about, like, oh, well, I got this to do today, and we got to do this, like, I got to go, like, here, there, like, it's like,
there's just so much noise.
Yeah, sometimes. Like, just take a moment, like, and spend it with your creator, and, like, worship him, and thank him, and, like, when you do that, it's like, you just get this calm, and, like, I'm getting chills talking about, but you get, like, this, like, calm and peace, and it's like, you know, like, and he's like, all right, I'm going to equip you for your day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he knows what's ahead of us, like, but he wants us to call on him to, you know, help us throughout the day. So I think that's been a routine that's really good for me. And
it's been so good for you and Kai.
Kai has taken, like, heart to it, because, like,
I think at first he was like, why are you in your closet?
Yeah, he was like, what are you doing?
With the lights off.
Yeah. Dad. And I had to, like, explain it to him. And, like, now he wants to go in there and pray with me. And, like, it's just, I don't know, it's cool. Like, it's a good thing. And, you know,
yeah,
it's been good.
I think that's really good to think about. And parents, if you're listening, I know it can kind of be hard to think about, well, you know, I've got, the kids need me there. But involve them in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And it won't always be easy.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you are reading a devotional or you're trying to read the Bible and you've got someone talking in your ear, it's not easy.
Right.
And you might not accomplish anything, but they see you trying.
Yeah.
And that matters just as much.
And I think parents, like, your kids will surprise you, because Kai surprises us every single day. Like, he knows more than us.
He really does.
And it's like,
he's impressive. Yeah, we've got to get him on an episode.
Yeah, I know for sure. But yeah, he, like you said, like, don't use it. I'm not saying don't use it as an excuse. It's kind of harsh, but, like, don't let it be a crutch.
You know what I mean?
Don't let like that time and them being crazy, like, be a crutch, especially, like, for somebody like you. Like, I know there's a lot of, you know, NFL wives out there, NFL moms, obviously.
Yeah.
That, like, kids are just everything, like, stay at home mom thing. And it's like, well, I don't have time. Like,
we're clocking in as soon as our eyes open.
Yeah.
And that was hard for me.
I think
me.
That's good.
Yeah. You don't have to wait until your kids go to bed.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
I know too. It's really easy to try to fill our spirits with maybe things that aren't so good for us, and we might have the best intentions, but what are some things for you that you've noticed maybe in your past too, where you think it's filling you and it's really not?
Yeah. Well, the big one for me, and I am, like, super excited to have this conversation.
I know.
But the bigger one for me was music. Like, I loved... I still do love music. Like, I grew up making music with my friends. I made music last year. I dropped the album music, but, like, music was like my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, it is like my best friend. It calms me. It, you know, listen to music before games, listen to music when I'm upset. Like, it makes me feel good. You know what I mean? And that was one of the ways, like, you know, I just tried to feel whatever void that was, whatever, whatever I was feeling, happiness, sadness, needed to get turned up for a game, like, whatever it was, like, it was filling all of that for me. And obviously, like, I was a big listener of rap, hip hop music. And, like, I found myself, like, getting attached to it, like, not being able to function if I wasn't, you know, listening to my favorite rappers, or, like, not submerging myself in, just as soon as I get in the car, like, music blasting. Like, if I wasn't doing that, it would be a bad day. Like, you know what I mean?
For sure.
And I kind of, like, I've, like, glory to God, I've been, like, kind of delivered from, like, all that kind of negative music that I was listening to, because...
You really have.
I was, like, obviously, like, Lil Uzi, like, for example, or, like...
Listen.
Juice WRLD, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, those artists... Like, were my favorite.
Yeah.
But, like, when you really sit down and listen to, like, the words that they're saying and the things that you repeat, because me, I knew those songs like the back of my hand.
Yes. And, like, you would just sing little verses throughout the day.
Throughout the day.
Like, a little part that gets stuck in your head. And sometimes you would come in and say something, maybe to a song I didn't know. And I was like, what did you just say?
Yeah. And you'd be like, what?
And I know sometimes I would do the same. And we were both like, whoa.
Yeah. And it was like... it's crazy though, because, like, I've been through, like, so many times of, like, you telling me something, or like other people telling me something, my mom telling me something, which that was the biggest one, because my mom was always like you say you want to be, you know, in the word and you want to be in God's presence and you want to follow him. She's like, you got to feed your spirit the right things and like be careful what you listen to. And I was always like, what does she mean? Be careful what I, like, I'm fine. Like, I could just listen to the music and I'm like, I can still love the Lord and love Jesus and follow him. Like, I'm like, what are you like? That don't like, that doesn't apply to me. I'm able to separate the two. Like, I'm able to listen to this music and still like live my life and live how I want to live for the Lord.
And it's true that you can still love the Lord and listen to those
1,000%. Yeah. But it's like, the more and more and more you consume that and the lyrics and all that stuff is like, subconsciously, it's like, it's eating your spirit.
That's kind of more what we're talking about. Like, what are you feeding your soul? Like, because when you go to sleep at night and your brain is kind of resting and going through the day, what is playing in there?
Yeah. And it's like, if I've listened to 100 Lil Uzi songs about this and that and all that, and it's like, you know what I mean? Subconsciously, like, you think about that and like, that's what your spirit grabs onto because that's what you're feeding it. You know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, I think I've been a complete 180 with that, and I'm happy to say that. You know what I mean? And
I want to dive more into that, but just something that's on my heart really quick before we go further. I don't want, when I say some things or you, I don't want us to come off as like legalistic in the sense that if you listen to secular music, you're not saved. 100%. We've all been redeemed by the blood. And this is more so just kind of protecting our spirits and not condemning you guys listening for what you listen to.
We're talking strictly on our experiences and what we found joy in and what we found to work for us.
Yeah.
Because, shoot, I am like, that's something that I battle with like daily. For sure. Like I battle with listening to secular music daily. Like I just saw like, couple days ago that Lil Uzi was about to drop an album, and I'm like, dang, like
initially there's like excitement.
I can't wait to hear it, but like I don't really want to feed my soul that. I don't really want to feed my spirit that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like and like the thing is like music, like it's meant to be enjoyed, right? Like I remember you saying something about this, like it's meant to be enjoyed.
Yes.
Like, but we gotta be careful what we consume because a lot of the stuff is perverted by, you know, the world.
By the world,
I just go like dive into the word, like Romans 12:2, like do not be conformed to the things of this world. Like that is the pure meaning of that, like whatever the case may be. Like
there's so many worldly, you know what I mean, that like, we need to just guard ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. And like we're talking about music right now, and specifically music right now, but like there's, like you said, like there's a ton of worldly things that we need to not conform to, like be careful what we listen to, or be careful what we indulge in, be careful what we watch. You know what I mean? Like spiritual nutrition, like what are you feeding your spirit? What are you consuming? And that's the basis of, you know, kind of what we're talking about. So
I want to dive a little deeper because I know, like you said, you've had conversations with people, but it just didn't stick at the right time. And I mean, that's always what we're trying to do, is plant seeds in our friends. And I think it was Isaiah.
Yeah, it was Isaiah.
One of our friends, Isaiah, who had a conversation with you.
Shout out Isaiah Hodgins.
And I think you, at the time when you had the conversation, I think you got defensive because you did feel convicted. So can you go a little into that?
Yeah, so it was actually this past off season, if I'm not mistaken.
So this summer.
Yeah, this past summer. And, you know, we were out in Arizona training. That's where we train at. Him and his beautiful wife, Maya.
Shout out to Maya.
They live out there with their two kids, third on the way. Congrats to them. But Isaiah is a friend of mine, a brother of mine. We have a lot of spiritual conversations. Mm-hmm. And we had one spiritual conversation in particular just about music. And he was kind of, you know, kind of voicing what we're voicing and talking about right now. Like, you know, just being careful what you feed your spirit. And, you know, like the secular music, sometimes like it can wear on us without us even knowing. And subconsciously it affects us without us even knowing. And I found myself getting defensive because I'm like, what I just said, like, no, I can listen to this music and I can be perfectly fine. Like, I'm okay. And I ended up like basically like exploding on him. Like, I was like, bro, like, you're not the perfect Christian. Like, we all like make mistakes. Like, we all like are trying to, you know, walk and follow Jesus. Like, that doesn't make you any different from me. Like, we're all sinners. And like, I found myself getting so defensive. And you know, like Isaiah ended up sending me this long message, like later on and was like, bro, like, I didn't mean any harm. Like, wow. I just want to make sure that, you know, that you're aware and that, you know, that you're knowledgeable of, you know, the things that you are feeding your spirit. And it took me like, it took me a couple of days because I was like, I was furious. Like, I was mad. I was upset. Mm-hmm. I thought that he was judging me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, I took it for what it was and I prayed on it. And I went back to him and I apologized because, you know, just like us, we're just trying to get the word out there. We're trying to help people with our experiences. We're trying to get people to feel what we feel. You know what I mean? And
right.
Like, even right now, like, I still feel bad about it because, like, that was, like, completely out of pocket, right? Like, he's trying to look out for me and, you know, comfort me, be there for me. And, like I said, give me that knowledge. And I, like, threw it back in his face, like immediately, like, you hypocrite. Like, you, like, right. you don't judge but me that, like this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's the flesh, and it's hard for us to deny the flesh.
Yeah, 100%.
But and also, like, what a friend.
What a friend, right? What a friend.
To deny his flesh and, like, biting back.
Yeah.
And saying,
like, nah, bro, I'm just, I didn't mean no harm. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm not perfect either. Like, I'm not saying that. And so, like, it was just one of those spiritual moments between friends where it's like, we kind of, it was combative for a little bit. But, like, obviously, days went by thinking about it, time passing. I'm pretty sure he prayed about it too. But, like, us both praying and, like, talking to the Lord about it, it's like, all right, no, like, let me start working this in Paris. Like, no, Isaiah, mm-hmm. you were supposed to do that. You were supposed to say that to him. Like, yeah, it might have been combative. Yeah, he might have blew up on you. But no, you were supposed to do that. And it's like, I look at where I am now and, like, obviously I credit him for sure. And I also credit my mom because she's been telling me this for years. But, like,
yeah, since a child, probably.
And I credit you as well because you kind of started making that transition, like, when we were in the car with the kids, like,
yes.
not listening to, and I want you to talk about this too, but, like, not mm-hmm. listening to the clean versions of rap music or the clean versions of country songs. Like,
mm-hmm.
you started that transition too. So, like, it was kind of just, obviously, with my mom, it was like a lifelong buildup with Isaiah. It was a big moment where yes. two friends were combative and going back and forth about it. Yes. I felt judged mm-hmm. By him, and it was like, that's not what he was trying to do. And then you started playing that seed where it was like, all right, no, like, this is what we're going to listen to. This is what mm-hmm. we're going to do. And I think it was just like one day, like, I found a Christian rapper, Caleb Gordon.
Yes.
And we heard his music and we was like,
wait a minute.
Wait a second. Like, this is the Christian version of Juice WRLD. And, like, we were like, whoa, this is dope. Like, this is fire.
I'm so embarrassed that Juice WRLD was, like, my all time.
Hey, man. Hey, like, ain't nobody perfect, right? And
no,
like,
we all
on this journey, man, trying to be more like him. But it was just dope to, like, find a Christian artist mm-hmm. who, like, appeal to, like, the new sound of music.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
And, like, we found Caleb, and then we found Scooty Wop. Like, shout out to Scooty Wop.
Scooty Wop.
And it's like,
he's different.
He hard.
Special.
He's hard. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. It's just, we continue to find these artists. We found Hovey. We found Forrest Frank. Like,
yes.
All these, so you know many. What I mean? Like, all these artists. And it's helped me in a way because, like I said earlier, like, music was a way I tried to feel that void
mm-hmm.
but now I'm filling it with Christian music, which is positive reinforcement of the word
mm-hmm.
But in a newer style of music. So, like, that rap and secular music, like, I'm not as urged to listen to it anymore. And I don't even sometimes I will, like, turn it on and, like, to listen to something new mm-hmm. and I won't even get the same, like, excitement that I got in the past because
right. I think you notice it. It's not filling
yeah,
the positives in you.
Yeah.
It's draining.
Yeah. So that's been, like, a huge thing for me. And, like, I try to, like, since that was such a, like, as Christians, like, this is on my heart. So, as Christians, sometimes that's something that we've been delivered from and something that we found to change in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We try to force that on people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a mistake that Christians make.
Definitely.
Because I've found myself doing that in the locker room, especially with mm-hmm. like, the younger guys in the locker room.
And your intentions are good.
My intentions are good. But, like you said this earlier, everybody is on their walk, but, like, everybody's path is different, and like, those little things, like, sometimes you're just trying to plant those seeds, and mm-hmm. something that you plant now may affect somebody 20 years from now, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, so
yeah.
it's like, it's not like I was getting, like, so caught up in my deliverance, like, I'm trying to force that on everyone else, but everyone's going to get delivered and everybody's going to find their reason
mm-hmm.
on a different time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said that you were kind of a person too that started planting those seeds, like, changing mm-hmm. the music that we were listening to in the car with the kids. Like, mm-hmm. can you talk about how music in your life, mm-hmm. you know, how that played a role and how, you know, you just wanted yeah. to make that change spiritually?
Yeah. I think it really started, and I think you probably remember this, when we had a little, like, Google Home system. Mm-hmm. And it was down in our living room when we lived in Indiana. And one day I came downstairs and Kai was talking to the little Google. And he said, "Hey, Google, play Right On by Little Baby, clean version." And he I was like, I feel like that's a problem.
Right.
But I don't know. And at that time, I wasn't where I am today. And I was kind of like, you know what? I can't protect him from everything. Mm-hmm. So at least it's the clean version. He'll hear it eventually. And at this point, he was probably 3, mm-hmm. maybe 4. And then I started thinking about it a little more last year. Like I said, last episode, we had an hour commute one way mm-hmm. to take him to school. And I would just turn on like one of the playlists on Apple Music, whether it's like the Rap Life one or yeah. whatever. And then I would try to find the clean versions of those songs. And Kai is very musically inclined.
Yes,
Skylar right. is now too. So I would look in the rear view and he's bobbing his head. He's picking up the words. You know, I play it for 2 days. He can sing the whole song. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's not good.
Right.
Because I'm old enough to know that what we listen to and what we hear can shape how our brain reacts. And so I thought about it too when I studied psychology a little bit in my little time in college.
Yeah.
And I know ages 0 to 5, they're highly impressionable. Some experts say 7 to 10. Mm-hmm. And then you get into like age 14 to 24. So I'm like, he's highly yeah. impressionable right, forever.
Right, right.
You know, until that frontal lobe's developed. We have to be careful. And I didn't really know where to start. I just played the like Christian hits on mm-hmm. Apple Music. And that's how we found Forrest Frank. Mm-hmm. And I started playing those songs. And there was pushback. So if you're listening yeah. and you're like, maybe you have a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old, and you know they're going to be like, can you play Little Baby? Kai's like, anybody can you play Little Baby?
Yeah, right, right.
I said, no. I stuck to my guns. And he fell in love with Forrest Frank's music.
Yes, yes.
And then he was singing, you know, he has those songs where he took traditional hymns. Mm-hmm. So Kai's back there singing Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't even know it.
Yeah.
And that was a beautiful thing to see and to know that, you know, now Kai will get in the car and if something just starts playing that's not
yeah.
worship, can we have worship music?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh my goodness, that's good. You've come so far.
Yeah.
And it really matters.
Yeah. And that's crazy to think about too, because like you said, like when he was asking for a little baby, like he 3-4 years
yes.
old. And that's just crazy because like at the same time it's like, all right, maybe he just listened to the beat. Maybe he just liked the beat and how it sound. But it's
and
like,
and you see him back there thinking, like looking yeah. out the window.
Yeah, and like he don't know what it mean, but like
it's in there.
Subconsciously, again, yeah. like it's in his brain.
It's
and
he's
thinking about it. So I think that's real good, and I think that I don't know, I think our family credits you on that, because like you kind of changed that around for us, like planting those early seeds and like mm-hmm. playing a little music here and there, and like so I think me and Kai like have you to thank for that too, cuz like I don't know, like me in particular, like I would say that I've been delivered from that. And I think mm-hmm. one big thing to note is like if you're somewhere and you're out, or if you're at a gym, or like because this happens to me, like if I'm at practice or if I'm in the weight room at work, like and like something a bad rap song does come on, like you don't need to feel bad if you're in there like, okay, like, yeah, I ain't listened to this in a minute. Like, yeah, like, oh, this is hard. You like bob your head a little bit. It's like, are you remember the lyrics from something and you say something. It's like, don't feel bad about that, because like that's, like it's music. Like I said yeah. earlier, like it's for us to be enjoyed. Like,
right.
So, and like, I was doing that a little bit at first, like something would come on and I'd be like, dang, this song hard. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember it. I say it like, oh, no, God, I'm sorry. But it's like,
it's just
yeah, like you're not sinning if you listen to that type of music, like at all. And that's not what we're saying. I'm like, we're just saying like if you're feeding yourself that constantly, and
right.
you're like me, and you were like knee deep in, like, and you're saying the words, and like you're saying the bad words, mm-hmm. and like you're repeating the songs and the lyrics throughout the day, and like some of that like Juice WRLD stuff is like, I know, like, R.I.P. to him, and like I know a lot of his stuff in music was like about depression and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and anxiety. And like, I found myself demons. Like, yeah, and demons. And I found myself like saying those words, lyrics over and over again. It's like, yeah, I've been depressed and I've had anxiety in my life, but like, I might have been in the best mood of my life, but I'm saying those words. And it's like, why 2 weeks later am I in a bad mood? Why am I depressed?
Right.
Why am I?
Right.
Well,
why am I constantly thinking?
You've been walking
this?
Around the kitchen, cleaning the house, talking about some this and that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, it's just the constant feeding and the mm-hmm. constant, you know, like consuming of that stuff. Like, just like we were talking about earlier, like being diligent in the word. Like, if you're a newcomer to the Bible, like being diligent in it and feeding yourself in the word. It's the same thing with like, mm-hmm. you know, like other things. Like the more you feed yourself with it,
right,
the more that the outcome is going to, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be what it is. Like,
you can't control the outside.
You can't control it.
Like, at one of your preseason games, all it took for Kai to get hype, he just needed to hear that. Dun, dun, na, na.
Yeah.
And it, he was...
Not like...
It was like his eyes went feral, and he was like, bro, trying to dance.
And he loved that song. And he loved it. And it's like, it ain't nothing wrong with that. Like,
no.
He loved a song. I mean, but it's just like I said, like the constant, like, consuming of the type words that you listen to and being careful. I think that's the biggest thing, like being careful.
Being mindful.
And yeah, hearing the words and like, oh wait, I might not want to repeat that, or I might not, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's the biggest thing for sure.
I think so too. And speaking of like planting seeds and seeing changes in others, because I know seeing someone change their habits mm-hmm. can inspire us. And I mean, sometimes it can make us kind of run from it because we don't want to deal with it. But I think you have a friend who you've seen changes in, and I want to hear about that.
Yeah. So, my best friend, been knowing each other since diapers, literally. We like blood wouldn't make us any closer. Mm-hmm. That's this that type of friend that he is. And it's my friend Kane Millender. Shout out to Kane. And it's crazy though, because if you're watching this and you're from the city of Akron, I'm pretty sure you know who Kane is. And Kane is an artist. He's a rapper. He has.
I want to say he's really talented.
Yes,
he's got a gift.
He's very talented.
He's
like
very gifted.
Like if he was still in that realm and still like was doing it consistently, I'm sure he would be like mm-hmm. on the big stage somewhere. Mm-hmm. But we've started this. Me and my friend group, we started this weekly Bible study, which I am super excited about. We do it every Wednesday, and we're following one of the Bible plans on the Bible app. Mm-hmm. And so that's another one. If you want to start somewhere on a Bible study, go to the Bible app. They got a bunch of different kind of like subjects and things that you can just click on, like whether it's depression, anxiety, whatever it is, like you can just click it and they'll filter a whole bunch of like Bible studies for you. But sorry for that. But back to the story, it's like, so Kane has obviously been a part of those Bible studies. And mm-hmm. last week, believe it or not, like the topic of the Bible study was basically what we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. It's like spiritual nutrition, feeding the spirit. And it was funny because we didn't talk about music the entire like Bible study. But at the end of the Bible study, one of my friends, Jameson, he asked Kane, he was like, Kane, bro, like, why you stop rapping? Like, just randomly. Like, we was about to hang up. We was about to say our closing prayers and be done. Mm. And I had got chills because I could not wait to hear Kane's answer. And I cleared this with him. He told me I could tell the story. Mm-hmm. But he just started talking and he was like, man, the deeper I got into it, because he was in rooms with some of the big name producers, some of the big name artists. He was, you know, his album, I think his album did like 10,000 streams in like a week. Like he was like making some hay, like, you know what I'm saying? He was mm-hmm. working his way up.
He was moving up.
Yeah. And this is quote for quote, bar for bar, his words. He's like, the more and more I got into it, like the more and more I like, just something just didn't feel right. Mm. Like something just felt off. Like I would be in these rooms with these people, these high name people in music, and like it would just feel off. And he was like, I look at some of the people that's the highest in that industry, and it's like the higher they got, the more bad stuff started happening around them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bro, that's powerful. And like, obviously everybody watching it, y'all don't know Kane, like I know Kane, but like for him to say that, like, it gave me chills because I'm like,
I got chills.
I'm like, bro, like, you were like, you the same person, like, you was in, like, engulfed in music, like, mm-hmm. that was all you knew, like, that's how you went about your day, that's how, like, you provided too, because, mm-hmm. like, he was making money off of it too, and I'm like, it was just crazy for him to say that, because, you know, I just know, you know, kind of where he come from. And, you know, so like subliminally, like obviously the as I was going along my journey of kind of like, you know, getting into the Christian rap world, mm-hmm. I would like send him like a song or two, like just, you know, here or there, like, and just to see what he would say. You know what I mean? Obviously, mm-hmm. like I'm trying to get him to like listen to some of that stuff and like, you know, just get in a feeding your spirit mm-hmm. aspect with music. And, you know, he would text back and be like, man, this is dope. Like, this is hard. I like how this sound, like whatever. And he talked about that too. And he was like, yeah, like I listened to the songs that peeps, like he sends me. And I'm like, dang, that's crazy. But
wow,
I found it kind of to just cool to see like him realize that, you know what I mean? Because I really feel like God has blessed him with a gift.
Yeah.
And he's musically talented.
Very.
And so something that I said on the call was like, because when he said, oh, I feel like the higher people get, the more bad stuff starts happening around them. And I was like, I don't think that's by accident. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's by accident at all. Like, I think, like, I use this analogy. I was like, if everybody used their music gifts to give God the glory, like, what do you think would happen? You know what I mean? Like, so if
yeah,
if all our favorite artists, like the Lil Uzis, the Juice WRLDs, mm-hmm. the Lil Durks, the Lil Babies, like if all of them talked about the Lord and giving him glory and giving him right. honor, and like, and I'm not saying they're not thankful for their gifts and talents from the Lord, but I'm just saying like the music that they put out, like if there was right.
it doesn't match.
If the message right. was different, you know what I mean? Right. Like, do y'all think this bad stuff would be happening around them?
Right.
And it's just like the next day we saw Lil Durk get arrested, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just like, I don't know, man. I think it was just something to think about. And even more so, like, it was just cool for me to hear that coming from him. You know what I mean? So it was a dope testimony, because that's what it is, right? It's a testimony.
It is. It is. And I think for him to feel that conviction
mm-hmm.
and then to obey. It's the 100%. Obedience. And some people, maybe some of you listening, you might not feel convicted with your music. And mm-hmm. that's okay. That might not be a conviction you're meant to have right now.
Right. 100%.
But when it does come, if it does come, and for those who feel it, I think it speaks volumes for him to obey
yeah.
and to sit with that.
Yeah.
And probably some of the disappointment.
Yeah.
And I think that's something to think about too, is we feel, initially we might feel that void
yeah.
because we're like, well, now what? I right. know there were times I got in the car and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What do I turn on?
Yeah.
And I think it's important to know that Jesus doesn't want us to live, you know, deprived mm-hmm. and lonely and right. sad. He will replace what was taken with something 10 times better.
100%.
Something that honors him. Mm-hmm. He's not going to just take stuff away from you and leave you high and dry.
Yeah.
That's not the work that he does.
Yeah. Yeah. Never leave you nor forsake you. That's
no. So I know Cain knows that too. I just think that's yeah. so big.
100%. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing that I took from it all was like, the more and more that, like when he said, the more and more I got in these rooms, the more like I just felt off. Mm. And I'm like, bro, that's nothing but the Holy Spirit. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's the Lord protecting you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like, there's a reason you felt off. Like, right. there's a reason you felt like something wasn't right. There's mm-hmm. a, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean something felt off? Like, you love music. This is what you want to do. But right. no, it feels off.
Like, I'm you like, finally get to the place where you think yeah, you want to be and it's yeah. just not right.
100%. And so, like, I think that was the coolest thing for me to see. So
I love that.
Yeah, it was really good there. It was really good there.
Speaking of replacing things that are taken or things that we feel we need to leave behind,
mm-hmm.
I think that kind of comes to when we hear Jesus talk about what is the bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear bread of life, what is it? Because it's not all these things we're talking about yeah, now. Right. It's
I think it's clear cut. It's Jesus. he is the way. And he says it. We talked about earlier. Starting in the Book of John. The Book of John is. He mentions multiple times. I am yeah. the bread of life. I am the only way. And I think. Even, you know, back then when Jesus did walk this earth, and he mentioned that to his disciples. You know what I mean? Like, in the Bible, you can read the story. They were even confused because they were like,
what is he talking about?
What do you mean you live a better life?
You're giving me bread that yeah. I won't get hungry again?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and he's like, no, me.
So if you got the Bible, if you read John 6:35.
Yeah. Okay, I've got it ready. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." And he says a variation of that so many times.
So many times.
He's like repeating it.
Yeah.
And I just picture the disciples being like,
"Bro, what are you talking about?
Say it one more time." And he says, "Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink."
And so it's like, I mean, that's the summary of what we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Like trying to feed yourself the right things. And at the end of the day, it's like we all have these voids. We all have these human flesh voids. We all have these worldly voids in our life. Mm-hmm. But it's like the only thing that's, you can really find peace. You can really find happiness. You can really find all the things that you're looking for is through him. Like it's mm-hmm. in the word. He says it. Those are his words. There's no one else's words. Those are his words. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just very important to get as much of him as we can. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wherever we can.
Spending time in that prayer closet. Spending time listening to the right things. Spending mm-hmm. time watching the right things. Just like,
that's another episode, I think.
Yeah, but just like all of these things, like all of these things we do on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. like if we can surround them with him as much as possible, I think the more fulfilled that we'll feel in the end of it. So
I agree. And it's as simple as, you know, when you're in the car, turn on a podcast, or if you don't really feel like, you know, actively listening, just mm-hmm. turn on some music in the background to have. Or when you're cooking dinner, turn something on to hear, just to, even if you're not actively listening, like yeah. I said, you might find yourself listening.
100%. I think that's the thing too. Like, I mean, we're sitting up here talking about that right now, but I think like we too can get so much better.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And it's just like the habits that we are like actively dealing with and trying to break and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Like, even like you mentioned it, like your morning routine, wanting to get better at that. And mm-hmm. I think one thing that I can get better at too is just like, sometimes I'll just like pray in the morning and be mm-hmm. like, all right, well, I'm secure by that prayer. But like, but being in that like constant communication with him mm-hmm. and like, you know, like
talk with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I might have like been good in the morning after I prayed, but it's like the day gonna still go on. Like I ain't gonna feel 100% throughout the day. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So like when I do feel overwhelmed or I do feel like I'm overthinking something, like going back to him and like knowing that he's always there. Like, and I like, that's one thing that I try to pray for too, is like, Lord God, pray, like, I pray, like, Lord God, allow me to like, have the awareness to know that you're always with me. Like, yeah, I might feel alone and I might feel, you know, bad in this situation, but, like, allow me to know that you're here. Like, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm. that's good.
I think that's, like, just a constant reminder, too, like, to know, like, if I need to say a quick little 30-second prayer, like, Lord, I don't know what I done got myself into, or I don't know what's ahead of me, but, Lord, be with me and
help.
Guide me. Yeah, like,
help.
A cry for help, literally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I need to get better at that, too, though, because, like, you don't just pray in the morning and then God go about his day. Like, nah, he would us.
Right.
He would us. Yeah. So
check in anytime. It's like a friend.
Yeah.
You could pick up the phone and call. Phone
anytime.
A friend.
Anytime.
He's always there. And I think we have a few little tips, too, that maybe yeah. you do feel convicted and you don't really know. Because I know for me, sometimes I'll still turn on country music that's not demonic. It doesn't have demonic themes. And that doesn't really...
They don't do it for you.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes I want that and sometimes I don't. But I think some checklist items we have to ask ourselves is what you're listening to, is what you're watching, is what you're reading, taking you closer to Christ or mm-hmm. further.
Yeah.
And another one is, and I love thinking this way when I'm thinking about the actions and my works in the world, are you eager to be more Christ-like?
Mm-hmm.
When you listen to or do these things, or does it kind of make you eager to be more worldly?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's real good. The biggest thing in that one is like, once again, it's like feeding the flesh mm-hmm. versus feeding the spirit. Like, those are the combative things, right? That's where sin comes in. That's where all the negativity comes in, because our flesh wants one thing, but our spirit is like yearning for something else. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And I think, the like you just said, like, does this inspire me to be more like Jesus, or does this inspire me to, once again, Romans 12:2, conform to the things of this world? You know, that's hard.
It's hard.
So hard.
It's
because our flesh
is,
you know what I mean? Like,
very
it's
hard.
Hard. And, you know, like, man, that's a daily battle for everybody.
Absolutely.
This is a daily battle for everybody.
There's no end game, I don't think.
Yeah. Like, and I think the cool thing about that is, though, it's like, the Lord knows that we're sinners, right? Like, mm-hmm. He knows that we're not perfect, and He knows our heart. Like, He knows if we're really trying, or we're just trying to do something to get by, or feel like we got, oh, I got a brownie point because I did this. It's like,
you can't clean the outside of the glass or the outside of the bowl and leave the inside dirty.
Just deteriorating and like, So like, I think that's the cool part of Christianity and following Jesus as well. It's like, He knows that we're sinners.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, He knows that sometimes the human flesh is going to win. Like, sometimes it just wins. Sometimes it's so hard that we give in. And
He's the only one who could ever deny.
Exactly. It's like that's going to happen. Like, and that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. I really harp on that a lot, because like, I find myself like feeling shameful and feeling embarrassed when I do give in to the human flesh. Cause like, dang, like, why did I do that? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel so bad about it. And like, it's okay. The Lord forgives me.
God's grace is enough.
He knows my heart. He knows I'm trying. I'm actively trying. So like, and you know, I think it's good to know that too. Like, as a follower of the Lord, like you just said, like, His grace and mercy is like, that's the one thing that stands true, man. And you know, keep pushing.
There's so many things, and God's grace covers everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough.
Yeah.
We on our own will never be enough. So I don't really like the little motivational things that say you are enough. If you have the Lord,
maybe, but
you're not enough alone. So just call on Him to help guide you, and you know, ask Him to clear your heart of what's not pleasing to Him.
Yeah.
And maybe He'll work in that way.
Yeah, that's good.
But I wanted to close out. Speaking of devotionals, I really liked this little ending segment in the devotional. It's called Upon Wakening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think at the end we could link in the show notes our favorite Bibles, devotionals, books. Just give people something.
Yeah, and also viewers too. Like, if you guys are watching and you have devotionals that you guys think are good, like, please put them in the comments, because that's our thing. Like, we love devotionals. We love tying things back to the Word. So like, if you guys have anything, you know, for us to look at and share with us, please do it. Or any other artists, Christian artists.
Like,
we are actively looking for Christian artists too. So please. So yeah, go ahead, baby.
Okay, let me read this. I love what she wrote here at the end of this one. But the Lord's table has been set, so sit. Revive yourself in His life. Fill yourself in His love. Scrape the plate and wipe it clean. We need the bread of heaven, because truly no other food will do.
Mm.
No other food will do.
That's good. That's real good. So, that has been episode 2. I like this episode. I think this one is really good.
I like it too. And I think we've got so much more to talk about. Mm-hmm. But please share like what spoke with you guys, and share what else you'd like to hear next.
Yes, please. That's another thing. Any topics that you guys want to hear us discuss, please leave it in the comments. Also, too, like, just comment, like, what you guys like, I guess. Like,
We love the feedback.
We love feedback. And I think the feedback is going to continue to drive this podcast and our mission to just, you know, connect.
We want to
obviously serve the Lord, number one, but we want to serve as many people as we can, man. Like, just sharing our life story, sharing our experiences and all that stuff. Because we in this together, man. We one big happy family, man. And we just trying to, you know, get as many people as we can to follow behind. So, you know, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And thank y'all for listening.
Thank you. See you next week.
See y'all.